Because we are closing out our church year this time around with an altered schedule for this month, the one we generally use, something to do with the closing out of my ministry here, this service is coming a little earlier than we usually do it. But in a way, it's fitting, I think, that we have a coming-of-age service on Mother's Day. After all, it is parents, mothers, and of course, fathers and other persons who are entrusted to the care of bringing up young people. They are the ones who play an important role, all of them, in a young person's coming of age. For those of you who are new to this congregation or who may be visiting us today or for whatever reason may not be familiar with what this service is about, I'll briefly say a bit about ROPES before we hear from class leaders and then the young people themselves. The word in this setting is an acronym for Rites of Passage Experiences. It is our Unitarian Universalist version of what in other faith traditions is probably called a confirmation class. Bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, practically every religion in existence, or one that's ever been in existence, has had such a recognition of the passage of a young person as they move towards adulthood. In our congregation, the goal of ROPES is to offer a year-long series of experiences, discussions, exercises, overnights, contact with adult mentors and the like, with the idea that out of this will come the creation of a faith or a credo statement by the young people involved. And since we Unitarian Universalists believe that faith formation is a lifelong journey and not a one-time happening, what you're going to be seeing and hearing today really represents an early stage in the lifelong process of discovering one's beliefs and affirmations. As we've had these services over the course of my ministry, I've sometimes thought it would be interesting to bring the participants back. I mentioned this last night. Bring the participants back after 10 years and then maybe 20 years and see how their worldview and how their belief stances have changed since they were in ROPES and what has stayed the same. Perhaps my successor would like to work on that, would like to work that angle. But I say the bigger point is that we believe it that faith development is an ongoing, lifelong, dynamic thing and not a static thing. So this morning, as I say, is an early step on what I trust will be a lifelong journey for all of those here. And so we wish these young people all the best as they continue on their journeys beyond today. I feel blessed in having been able to work with them to help launch them on their paths of discovery. Congratulations to all of you.
You never know for sure what you're letting yourself into when you offer to teach a religious education class at any level in our RE program. They all have their challenges and they all have their rewards. And that especially goes for the ROPES class in both cases. So it was that 8 months ago I received a call from Chris Parker that went something like this. Michelle, I have a class that needs your special talent, and I'm having some difficulty getting a teacher. I think she was trying to tell me that when it came to challenges and rewards, the ROPES class is heavy on the challenges. Now, I had told myself that I wasn't going to teach this year, being Steve's final year in his ministry. I think I'll go to services. Well, so I thought. But Chris is a hard lady to say no to, so I said okay. The next question was, did I have any thoughts on who might teach with me? I suggested she call Lance Pratt and downplay the challenging part and see if he'd be my assistant. Lance and I had been in the same classroom before, and we know about challenges. He agreed to do so. Sorry about the setup, Lance. But there was one condition. My days of sleeping on church floors have come and gone, so the overnights were out. I'd like to thank Frank Grossman and Ginger Hedges for coming to the rescue on that one. I'd also like to thank Ginger for the leading the mask-making session. The masks are on display in the art gallery as you go out of the dining room to the dining room today. Please be sure to check them out. The kids did a wonderful job. The year began. The challenges came on hard and fast. Good kids can also, on occasion, be difficult kids, along with all their brightness and creativity. Lance and I realized we needed another adult in the class, so with the help of his lovely wife, we talked Jim Thorpe into helping. Jim is not here today. He's taking his daughters to the airport, but I'd like to thank Jim for all his help. By Thanksgiving, I had become convinced that this class could not become a cohesive group, much less come up with a credo or faith statement. I felt my patience being tried to the very end. But I am a person who is willing to admit when I am wrong, As the year went on, my misgivings turned to joy as I watched the members of this class grow into a wonderful group of young adults. I can say as we conclude the ROPES program that I am extremely proud of each and every one of them, and the rewards for me have overtaken the challenges. With all this said, I would like to introduce to you the 2012 ROPES class and their wonderful group of mentors.